We didn't often get big names in Locust Point or Milford. And according to Nancy, Luann Traynor was A-list big.
Do you have tickets?
Kat gave a quick hop, clutching her wine glass in both hands.
I can't wait. I've read every one of her novels. Rumor has it there's a film in the works.
Oh, I'll be there, meet and greet and all.
Daisy shot me a grin.
I've got connections, you know.
Kat turned to me, her eyebrows raised.
I'm in charge of hospitality, I confessed.
Nancy Fishman roped me into it, probably because she wanted me to make my icebox cake for the reception after the lecture. Daisy rolled her eyes.
It's not a lecture, Professor Carrera. It's a presentation and a book signing. And the reason Nancy Fishman asked you to host it is because you're the only woman in town who hasn't read Luann Traynor's novels. Thus, you're the only woman in town that isn't likely to go all fangirl on her and drool on her fancy designer shoes, or chain her to a bed and threaten to break her legs if she didn't have Roman wind up with Trelawney.
Oh, good grief.
No, I'm sure it's the icebox cake. You gals talking about Luann Traynor?
Suzette huffed, hopping up the final step and reaching toward me for the outstretched glass of Chardonnay.
I just read the first in her Infernal Awakening series. Wow, needed a cold shower after that one.
Maybe I needed to pick up these books. Although, given that I was a recent widow, anything that made me run for a cold shower probably wasn't something I wanted on my reading list.
Her Fanged Darkness series is even hotter,
Kat confessed.
Will was ready to barricade himself in the man cave by the time I'd finished book 6. He swore if I read anything else by this woman, he was going to need to ask his doctor for Viagra.
Daisy laughed.
Right. The man protests too much, methinks.
Are you gals rooting for Roman and Trelawney? Or do you think he's going to go all dark side and ditch her for that
ho Morgana?
Daisy,
I scolded, shocked that my friend, who was all about empowering women and smashing the patriarchal establishments, would even refer to a fictional character as a ho.
Do you think there's really going to be a film?
Suzette asked.
How the heck are they going to rate that movie? I mean, is there a Z rating or something? A quintuple X?
Oh, the books aren't that explicit, are they? I frowned and picked up my wine, once more contemplating downing the contents. When Nancy had first approached me about running hospitality for this last-minute guest of Milford Theater's speaker series, I'd assumed I'd be making nice to an award-winning journalist, or someone who wrote literary fiction, like The Secret Life of Bees or something, not smutty novels featuring vampires and demons as the hot love interests. Okay, maybe I was being overly snobby here. I'd certainly enjoyed my share of bodice rippers and dime store romances over the years. Why shouldn't the author of an insanely popular New York Times best-selling series deliver a presentation and graciously mingle with fans at a book signing? It's not like she was going to be acting out scenes from her novels or anything.
I snickered at the idea, thinking that I probably should read a few of this woman's books before I hauled down to pick her up at the airport and proceed to spend 2 days in her company, ensuring her comfort and happiness and guaranteeing that the meet-and-greet signing post-lecture, or presentation, went smoothly. I had a bunch of them upstairs on my nightstand, given to me by a very adamant Daisy, who insisted I take her well-worn, dog-eared paperbacks.